Algeria.
How are you?
Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show. Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show. Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show.
On Vinyls Times Classic Rock Radio.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We'll be right back. Hell yeah, hell yeah, and hell yeah sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Bonsoir à tous et bonsoir à toutes et bienvenue ce soir donc dans l'émission 213 Rock avec Melodica pour vous accompagner durant cette heure notamment. Elle sera riche cette heure bien évidemment. Nous avons démarré avec le Crown of Glory, le nouvel album sortira demain notamment. Eddie Infinitum qu'il s'appelle avec le single Something featuring Serena Telly, la chanteuse notre, la chanteuse qui n'est autre. Ah, elle est canon cette chanteuse en tout cas. Du groupe Burning Witches en tout cas, le groupe sera le chanteur Aimé Mercer notamment, il sera en direct dans 30 minutes à peu près sur 213 Rock, mais continuons en musique avec Skeleton, Nemesis, nouveau groupe italien, vous aimez la nouveauté, en voilà en tout cas, il y en aura une autre tout à juste après, un groupe grec, vous allez voir, très très bon aussi, mais en attendant Skeleton, Nemesis sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Bini Time, le Classic Rock Radio. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, VD Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Skeleton, Nemesis, c'est pas mal ça, hein. L'album sortira donc au mois de novembre, voici un premier single qui est sorti juste hier soir en tout cas, ouais, j'aime bien ce single, continuons avec Perfect Day, pareil, sorti cet après-midi notamment, sur les coups de 17h, le titre Give It Away, l'album tout simplement, il s'appellera With Eyes Wide Open, ça nous vient tout droit de Grèce, et je vous dis, ça c'est une grosse surprise, c'est très très bon, 213 Rock.
Try to be the man that she deserved, but you've been missing who you are. And ask yourself if what you're doing today will lead you where you want to by and by.
Sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Ça, c'est la surprise de jour qui nous vient tout droit de Grèce, notamment le label Roar Record, notamment A Perfect Day, Give It Away, tout simplement. Ouais, super cool. Le single est très, très agréable. J'ai vraiment été agréablement surpris, vous l'aurez compris. In Flames pour continuer avec I Am Above sur 213 Rock. Et d'ici 15-20 minutes à peu près, on aura Annie Mother, notamment le chanteur du groupe Crown of Glory en direct depuis la Suisse. 213 Rock.
Come on, throw them, throw me to the wolves.
Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Mini Times, le Classic Rock Radio, In Flames, I Am Above, I'm the Mask, notamment sur 213 Rock, continuez avec Crown of Glory, le titre Infinity sur 213 Rock, il sortira demain, il s'appellera AD Infinitum, 213 Rock.
Try to live another day. Don't really understand these modern times. Full of anger, full of pain. Where money rules and words are mean or vain. Silence is more than words to me, so I can see. Oh, it's destiny. To me, to eyes.
Hellier sur la Bull Rock Station, Midi Times, le Classic Rock Radio 213 Rock, Crown of Glory, Infinity, et notamment l'album AD Infinitum qui verra le jour demain matin en tout cas. Ouais, d'ici quelques minutes, d'ici 10 minutes notamment, 10-15 minutes, on aura Ene Muser, le chanteur du groupe, en direct. Et à 21h aussi, n'oubliez pas l'interview avec John Gallagher, notamment de Raven sur 213 Rock, ainsi que Doc Olivier pour m'accompagner ce soir, ça va être au top. Continuons avec Sabaton, Seven Pillars of Wisdom.
Hello everyone, this is Joachim from Sabaton and you are listening to 213 Rock on Vinyls Times Classic Rock Radio with Harag Melodica.
Far from home, a man with a mission, in the heat of the glistening sun, in the heart of ancient tradition, this man's journey has only begun. Lead the charge, a raider has entered the battlefield. Sabotage, the game is about to unfold. As the darkness falls and Arabia calls, one respects his wings as the battle begins. May the land lay clean unto Lawrence's name. Seven pillars of wisdom lights the flame. Our goals to gain independence, hide and seek, hunters hold to the trail. Join the ranks, obtain their acceptance. Side by side, raid the Ottoman rail. Lead the charge, Spina, Medina, Damascus calls. Sabotage, demolish the bridges to dust. As the darkness falls and Arabia calls, one respects his wings as the battle begins. May the land lay clean unto Lawrence's name. Seven pillars of wisdom lights the flame.
The war has been won, deception or treason. Who can tell? Who stood to gain? Who stood to lose? Who did the dying? Betrayal and trust from within, or compel? The pillars of wisdom can tell. Back home where a new life awaits, whispers of past, the sands of Arabia calling.
Sabaton sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur Bull Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Ouais, je me rappelle de l'interview notamment avec le chanteur Joachim, c'était juste cool. Elle est disponible sur le site vinnytimes.fr. Mais continuons en musique avec Dream Theater, A Better Life, The Astonishing sur 213 Rock.
Down. shall give him a better life. I swore this vow to my dying wife. Sure, she would not survive. Peacefully, she slipped away. The meaning in my life was born that day.
Hier, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio. Vous avez vu les bonnes news. Portnoy qui a fait l'album solo donc de John Petrucci et qui va faire aussi l'album solo avec James Labrie. Ouais. Bon, on pourra penser ce qu'on voudra, mais bon, c'est quand même un bon signe en tout cas. Ouais. On n'en dira pas plus. A Better Life, The Astonishing, continuons avec Killer Be Killed, le Deconstructing Self-Destruction sur 213 Rock, sortie Nuclear Blast. Ça aussi, c'est un bon single bien puissant en tout cas. 213 Rock.
Oh!
Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, 213 Rock, Arak Melodica avec vous, le Deconstructing, Self-Destruction, le Killer, Be Killed, notamment featuring Max Cavalera, Ex-Sepultura, Soulfly, ça déchire ce son. Hein. Allez, continuons en musique avec les Crown of Glory, l'interview de ce soir, notamment d'ici 4 minutes, Unene Mother va nous appeler en direct, donc en interview, ça va être cool. Le titre de ce soir choisi pour démarrer cette interview est Emergency, l'ouverture de l'album, 213 Rock. Hier sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous depuis la Suisse, Mr. Unene Mother en tout cas. Il est là en direct avec nous, le chanteur du groupe Crown of Glory. Hell yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Hi Unene, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. I'm really hot tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
The lucky one. Here's not so hot.
Oh, I'm really hot. My studio is like hell. Okay, so welcome tonight on Too Fun in Rocks, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. This is the name of the Web Rock station. Okay, name of the show is Too Fun in Rock. We are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France, of course, and some other countries as like Germany, like England, like Spain, like North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, and Turkey, because our system of distribution is Amazon. Hell yeah.
So we're famous almost.
Yes, yes, it's very good. You know, we got some different nationalities, different people every night. It's just amazing. Yeah, really, really, really. It's a great pleasure every night.
Music keeps all together.
Yes, that's right. So, The AD Infinitum, l'album, il va arriver demain. Ça, c'est une belle découverte en tout cas. Ce soir, je suis très content et très heureux de vous faire une interview découverte, notamment concernant le groupe AD Infinitum, puisque l'album va arriver demain matin notamment. Et ouais, c'est un super groupe notamment, une très bonne musique, bien dynamique, basée sur des riffs bien punchy en tout cas. Et AD Infinitum, l'album est rempli de bons tubes, galvanisé par une énergie à base d'une intensité et surtout beaucoup de talent quoi.
voyons cela, quoi. And the AD Infinitum album is a great surprise. From the first track, I was thrilled.
Yes, you are. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yes, I like all the album.
We try the best, as every time. We try to write the best songs. We try to get the best production, to do the best job possible. So hopefully everybody likes it.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc je vous le dis, hein, la grosse surprise pour nous donc sur Vinyl Times, lorsque Olivier m'envoie, il me dit est-ce que tu connais ce groupe? Je dis écoute, envoie-moi l'album et tout. Et donc ça c'est une conversation avec Doc Olivier qu'on a eu sur ce groupe. Et j'ai écouté le disque et dès le départ j'ai été surpris. Ensuite il y a eu le single Something, on va en parler d'ici quelques instants notamment. Et puis en fait du premier titre jusqu'à la fin, vous voyez pas le temps passer. Tout est bien enchaîné, tout est bien orchestré. En fait c'est bien équilibré, c'est bien travaillé. Vous allez voir, il y a quelques questions là-dessus, notamment concernant la production, etc., et tous les objectifs du groupe. C'est vraiment bon en tout cas. Et en plus, la bonne nouvelle, c'est que l'album il sortira demain. Ça, c'est cool, ça. AD Infinitum is a very, very good melodic metal music based on a very strong dynamic. It's necessary to listen to all the album.
Yeah. Yeah, to the whole songs. Everything is different, so we try to have as much different songs and much different styles, because there's so much good music out there, and we are inspired by so many bands, which started from the 80s metal bands to actual bands like Gathering of Kings and stuff like that. So there's a lot of inspiration out there, and we don't just want to get limited on one thing and one style. So we try a lot because we like a lot.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a plein de variations à l'intérieur dans cet album au niveau des influences depuis les années 80 jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Notamment, il fait référence à Gathering of Kings, et en même temps ouais, ils ont essayé de donner le meilleur d'eux-mêmes. Ils ont pas voulu faire un album avec simplement une seule unité, une seule variation. Ils ont donné, il y a beaucoup de directions, en tout cas beaucoup d'influences à l'intérieur. C'est cool. Alors, je pense qu'ils se sont bien amusés. En tout cas, il y a eu beaucoup de travail. Ils se sont donné les moyens de proposer quelque chose de gros. Voyons cela. You work with Mr. Ralph Monkeys, co-producer of Crematory, of course, during the production of the album. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Nice choice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a nice choice because the most of the research is done by our guitar player, Hungi. So he's checking his record collection and looking what's the best styles and the best sounds on the albums of different bands. And we figured out it's all the same 10 to 15 people who worked on the albums we liked most. So we try to get in contact with those people to have the cool sound and the cool people that we are able to work with.
Ouais, effectivement, l'album est coproduit avec le guitariste du groupe, notamment hein, Crown of Glory, Ralph Monkeys, hein, qui travaille aussi avec Crematory, notamment. Donc ouais, gros truc en tout cas. Très heureux, ils ont fait quelque chose d'énorme. Il y a qu'à entendre le son. Hein, la prod, elle est gigantesque. Elle est grosse, la prod. C'est un mur. Hein, c'est comme ça. Vous prenez ça dans la tronche et puis c'est très fort, quoi. And Mr. Thomas Plek Johansson, and the mix and mastering, because he works with Heat, such bands like Heat, Soilwork, Night Flight Orchestra, Gathering of Kings, as you say, Nocturnal Rise. It's a big deal. Boom.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And this is a very, very professional, very, very kind person. So if you imagine he's someone who's working together with such famous bands, but he's very, very straight person, very polite, he's very, very nice people. And it was such a great pleasure to work with him.
Ouais,
as Ralph Moonkiss as well.
Ok, donc vous voyez, l'association Ralph Moonkiss et ainsi que Thomas Plek Johansson, elle paye, puisque Thomas, lui, a travaillé avec Heat, Soilwork, Nightfly Orchestra, Gathering of Kings, Nocturnal Rites, comme ça, comme je l'ai dit, hein, c'est le big deal, hein, ça déchire. Voilà pourquoi l'album, il est très bon, voilà pourquoi c'est très gros, c'est très professionnel, effectivement. Je vous dis, c'est vraiment une tuerie totale, quoi. Et en plus, ce qu'il y a de bien, c'est que l'album, il va sortir dans quelques heures, quoi. And I said, the new album is coming on few hours. Tomorrow.
In a few hours, so we are very excited.
Ouais, l'album il sortira donc demain matin. Effectivement, il sera disponible sur les plateformes d'écoute dans quelques heures after midnight, comme on dit, quoi. to support AD Infinity album, you released two singles. The first one came out on May 29. What I am made of. Okay, this is the first single of this album. And Switzerland is the country of beautiful cars.
Yes, it seems like so. we have the opportunity to have both of the videos has been taken in a hotel, in a very great hotel, which is a collection of cars nearby. So we have the opportunity to do the video clips there, because that's about rock and roll, not girls, fast cars, and rock and roll. That's the most component on metal videos, I guess.
Ouais, en fait, ouais, génial quoi. Ils ont eu l'opportunité donc d'enregistrer le clip vidéo, notamment dans un grand hôtel, effectivement, où il y a des voitures de collection, de très très belles voitures. Je vous dis, allez voir le clip sur YouTube. Le titre s'appelle What I Am Made, notamment l'album AD Infinitum. Allez voir sur YouTube, vous allez voir le très très belle voiture et le groupe qui joue au milieu comme ça. Ouais, c'est super cool. Et puis la Suisse, hein, bien évidemment, c'est le pays des belles voitures aussi. And the second the single released in August 13. Something featuring Serena Telly from Burning the Witches. The duet is successful.
Yeah, it was very, very, very cool idea. So we worked together with the female vocalist on the first two albums, but just on small pieces in a song. And we always wanted to have a song which is featured by a female singer, but it has to be a theme that is... that works with. So now we have a theme about a complicated relationship in a song which is called Something, and again Hungi, the guitar player, came up with the name of Serena Telly, mm-hmm. which is the girlfriend of his of a drummer he's playing with in a cover band, mm-hmm. so we asked her, and she did a very, very, very good job in the studio. She's a very nice person, so it was a real pleasure, and I guess She gave the song a special twist, so it was worth the work on that song.
Effectivement, suite à une rencontre, hein, notamment petite amie, etc. En tout cas, avec le batteur du groupe, Serena Telly est venue. Elle est vraiment formidable. Elle a chanté, donc ils l'ont proposé à la chanter. Le titre, il déchire. Il s'appelle Something. Tous les soirs, depuis à peu près 2 semaines, on vous le passe. En tout cas, quasiment chaque soir. C'est un excellent single. C'est un excellent moyen quand même de découvrir le groupe, puisqu'il y a quand même 2 albums auparavant et qui étaient quand même beaucoup plus confinés. Mais là, cette fois-ci, ils se sont donné les moyens de se faire connaître et de travailler professionnellement et d'avoir un gros disque à vous proposer. Ils l'ont fait. C'est vrai, ils l'ont fait. Durant des mois et des mois, et là je peux vous dire que c'est vraiment un excellent niveau. It's a very good level of music. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I noticed 3 of the strong tracks, like yes. Let's Have a Blast, Imperium of Dreams, yeah. and Infinity. Really good.
Yes. But you liked it all.
Yes. But I think the next single for me, my choice, if you are doing a next single, it's Infinity.
The next single, unfortunately, we have already taken the next video clip during a live show.
Okay.
In the last autumn.
Okay.
And it's Let's Have a Blast. And
okay.
Let's Have a Blast is full of energy, so it was a great opportunity. We played the support show for Heat. Mm-hmm. And we have the big stage and the big lights and some flames and fire on there. So
oh, cool.
It's going to be a great, great, great video clip. And there's also in planning for the next one, for a 4th clip, just before Christmas time, we're going to release a 4th video clip, which is going to be Surrender,
okay.
the ballad of the
okay.
of the album.
Okay.
And we give the fans the opportunity to be part of the clip. So
yes,
we send out the clip to and the song to a couple of people, to the fans out there, and they can do their own video clip, send it to the band, and we do a little collage of all the inputs that came from the band.
Ouais, alors
from the fans.
Plusieurs choses. La première, il y aura déjà un 3e clip vidéo qui verra le jour, notamment à l'automne, qui s'appelle Let's Have a Blast, notamment. Ils seront sur scène, il y aura des flammes, etc., des lights, il y a une grosse production derrière, comme c'est un titre qui est assez énergique et tout, donc ouais, ça va le faire. Et puis, il y aura un autre, un 4e pour Noël, notamment, le titre Surrender, qui est la balade, notamment, de l'album, et d'ailleurs, le groupe vous invite, et je crois qu'il doit y avoir un post là-dessus sur leur page Facebook, notamment, et vous invite à envoyer des photos, notamment, si vous avez le t-shirt du groupe, ou alors, vous pouvez aller acheter directement sur le site, sur le merchandising, vous pouvez aller vous procurer le t-shirt du groupe de façon de l'acheter et puis prendre en photo et l'envoyer au groupe. Vous figurerez dans le clip vidéo, en tout cas. Ouais, tout ça c'est marqué sur le post, vous allez sur la page Facebook donc The Crown of Glory, tout est indiqué, c'est juste super cool en tout cas. Ouais, ça c'est vraiment bien quoi. And the feedback from your fans is great in addition to different nationality. I think it's very important about the two singles released.
Yes. So we had some changes in the band lineup before we went to the studio, and one of them is so we have a family based. One of my brothers is guitar playing in the band, and one of my cousins was keyboard playing, and he's leaving the band after 20 years making music together.
Okay.
He decides that he wants to be in a different band, and it was a very very hard to go on because he was such a big part of the band by songwriting and everything. So we started from zero again. So then Hungi take the place in songwriting, and it was very difficult to start with. And now we're very excited to see that folks liked it already. So we did the right things and choose the right peoples to replace the members who will leave. So that is a good feeling that we already can do it.
Ok. Effectivement, il y a eu suite à un changement de line-up notamment qui a fait un peu mal au cœur, effectivement, qui est assez difficile parce que c'est quand même des membres familiaux et c'est important. Mais en tout cas, donc ils voient l'avenir quand même beaucoup plus important. C'est l'important, c'est l'avenir, quoi. Donc ils essayent de tenir effectivement et ils l'ont fait. Parce que ce disque, je vous le dis, il est vraiment gros. Notamment, c'est assez émotionnel, effectivement. Donc les changements de line-up, comme ça, un nouvel album, etc. La vie d'un groupe, c'est toujours difficile. C'est très très difficile. La vie d'un groupe, c'est pas compliqué. C'est 90% de problèmes et 10% de plaisir, quoi. Voilà, c'est ça. C'est toujours difficile, mais bon, en tout cas, les 10%, c'est quand même du bonheur. Et quand ça marche, c'est fantastique, quoi. Et quand ça marche, c'est-à-dire que vous êtes en sur scène et vous scéniquement vous jouez et tout, c'est ça, là, ça procure des émotions, c'est juste incroyable, quoi. And I have a feeling, Henne, that the band has thought of everything and wanted to work on a very solid album.
Yes, we did everything we could. We put all the effort in. We just put the focus. We just decided, would we look for new members? And we started from zero. You have to put all in.
Okay.
You put all the effort in. You choose the right people on the right places and put everything on one card. So,
okay. Ils ont pensé à tout. Ils repartent à zéro. Ils ont pensé à tout. Ils mettent les cartes sur la table. Il y a un gros album qui débarque. Maintenant, voilà ce qu'il vous reste à faire. C'est-à-dire que dès demain matin, vous pouvez aller l'écouter, notamment déjà, le streamer, déjà, aller l'écouter sur Spotify, Deezer, vos plateformes, déjà, pour vous en rendre compte. Ensuite, effectivement, vous avez déjà eu les singles sur 213 Rock, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Ensuite, là, ça, c'est la chose importante. And I saw a limited edition of AD Infinitum. A Superbox is available. 150 pieces were made.
Yes, there's a special. If you want it, you have can. It is a clip on our Facebook page, and there are a lot of extras in there. There are pictures, there are guitar plaques, there are autograph cards, there are posters, there are patches, stickers. There's almost everything in there. So we try to give the. We do every release. We do a special thing. So if the fans out there. Feel they want to support the band a little bit more than buying a CD or going to a concert, paying a ticket. During Corona, there are a lot of shows are cancelled. We have a lot of shows. I guess there were 8 or 10 shows have been cancelled so far. So there's no money for the band except by selling CDs, streamings and stuff like that. So we want to give the fans the opportunity to get something special.
Et voilà, il le dit, hein. Il donne l'opportunité aux fans d'avoir quelque chose de spécial de la part du groupe, c'est-à-dire une super box. Ouais, vous l'avez entendu, elle est disponible. Vous allez sur la page Facebook, vous allez sur le site, vous contactez le groupe, etc. Vous la procurez parce qu'il y a que 150 pièces de disponibles, donc ça va partir très très vite. Vous y allez directement. Nous, on va repartager l'information, en tout cas, sur la page Facebook 213 Rock et sur la page Facebook Vinyl Times. On va repartager cette information concernant ces 150 pièces. Ça, c'est très important. Allez-y, courez, l'achetez. Et c'est super cool en tout cas. Ene, please, what are your plans for 2021, next year?
So, next plan we have, it's tomorrow is the release of the At Infinity album, and Saturday is the big, big release show, as big as it can be under the corona restrictions. So, and then we have, as you might see or saw on the Facebook pages, we have a fan crew, which is called the Crew of Glory. So every time we have a show or two shows outside of Switzerland, maybe in Germany or in Italy or something like that, and it's possible, we hire a bus and we take all the fans with us. So we organize the whole tour, places, the bus, the hotels, the entry to the concerts, and so
what?
We have the crew of Glory with us. They're about 35 to 50 people who's joining us every time. So they're usually two, maybe sometimes three shows, and they're very, very close to us. So this is our crew, and they support us as good as they can.
Wow, you organized a tour for your fans.
Yeah, last year we had I guess it was the 10th,
okay,
9th or 10th, and we had also one time there was we supporting Axis.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there were four shows in line. So we have our own bus, we have our own people with us, we have our own fan club with us, and we make a little giveaway for them. So if either it's a shirt or it's a bag or something special that proves that you have been there. So we have a family with us every time. So that is just, I guess it's music is important, but music brings people together. And that is probably the most important thing that you can do is making memories by music. So
Ben voilà.
Sometimes you play a song and listen to a song of the band. I think you know that.
Okay.
I have that often. So I listen to a song and I immediately have a memory to a song.
Okay.
From
ben voilà une information en tout cas. Ouais, voilà une information en tout cas, un bus à disposition pour que les fans puissent tourner avec le groupe, etc. Ça c'est cool ça. Ça c'est très très cool quoi, en tout cas quoi. Donc je rappelle l'album AD Infinitum, il sortira dans quelques heures after midnight notamment, c'est-à-dire demain. Vous allez pouvoir donc l'écouter, vous procurer la super box. Nous on vous mettra toutes les informations sur les pages nécessaires pour pouvoir vous le procurer. Ça c'est fantastique. Henne, please, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yes, so enjoy everything. So there are hard times by Corona. We have some folks, they have tomorrow their first show they can visit. So all the bands are struggling. They have no concerts. There's no audience. There is just a few things. So stay in line. Everything will be better. Keep calm. Listen to good music. And make memories. So that's all about music. Join together and listen to the music. Enjoy your life and let's have a blast.
Hey, hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. C'était Ene Muder en tout cas. Super cool, nice singer en tout cas, super chanteur. Un album qui arrive, qui débarque dans quelques heures after midnight, AD Infinitum. Donc je vous le rappelle, la box en tout cas, ça vous pouvez pas passer à côté. Il y en a que 150 pièces. Je vous l'ai dit, on va vous donner les contacts, etc., les liens et tout. Tout de suite, on termine l'interview avec de Crown of Glory, Ene Muder, avec le single Something, qu'on vous le passe une deuxième fois ce soir. Ene, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, of course. You're welcome, man. You're welcome, of course. And the music is cool. And the new album is awesome. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station. Merci beaucoup. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station. Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Something, tout de suite. Featuring Serena Telly, la chanteuse des Burning Witches. Tout de suite, le single 213 Rock. Arg Melodica Markov.
You're the only one that matters.
Oh, you're the only one.
That should everyone believe.
And that should everyone believe.
You took me up, you pulled me under.
Pulled me under.
Is there any pain really?
Can't you see? This is me. Why won't you listen to me? Where to go? I don't know. Why don't you take me? Can't you see? This is me. Why won't you listen to me? Where to go? I don't know. Why don't you take me? Oh, is there something you should tell me?
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio, Crown of Glory, Something featuring Cenerateli. Vous avez entendu l'interview avec Henne Mulder, était juste excellente, un mec génial, super cool en tout cas. Et vous voyez le groupe quand ils se donnent les moyens, enfin quand ils se donnent les moyens de produire quelque chose, c'est juste génial. Très gros disque, l'album dans quelques heures après midnight, il sort, ne l'écoutez, n'oubliez pas la Superbox, ça on va à toutes les informations, elles vont apparaître notamment si c'est pas déjà fait, elles sont sur les pages Facebook Vinny Times et ainsi que la page 213 Rock. Continuons en musique avec Raven, le Top of the Mountain, l'album Metal City, et d'ici quelques instants, John Gallagher himself, la légende du heavy metal, sera en direct sur Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, et pour cela, je serai accompagné de Doc Olivier, 213 Rock. Hell Yeah sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio, notamment en direct ce soir, John Gallagher of Raven. Hi John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Bonsoir, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. Doc Olivier, comment vas-tu?
Ah bah écoute, super bien. Et welcome on board, John. It's totally
Thanks,
crazy
man.
To speak with you.
It's
and,
always crazy. I'm that kind of
yeah.
guy. Great to be here. Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much to join us tonight. And let's go for this interview. Because it's a real one.
Well, there you go. I would hope so too.
Okay. John, welcome tonight to the Fun in Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Of course, as you know, we are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France, of course, to countries like Germany, like England, like as Italia, Turkey, and North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, because our system of distribution is Amazon. Yeah, it's a Web Rock Station.
Very cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Are we all for one?
All for one, one for all. That's right, darlings. Come on.
Eh oui, effectivement, on démarre bien ce soir. John, Raven will release his new album entitled Metal City on September 18 via SPV Steam Hammer. I'll call this a very good news.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You know, we've been working on this, trying to get this thing finished and get it together since we started recording back in 2017. It's taken 3 years, which is ridiculous, but you know, there was a lot of problems along the way. And we didn't care, because we knew from the very beginning we had a set of great songs, and we knew it was going to be bigger and better, which is how we always want to do it. But you know, we really raised the bar so high, we took the bar and threw it over the roof, I think, on this one. It's a huge leap from the last studio album. And, you know, the live album was the perfect bridge between Extermination and Metal City. And now, here we go with Metal City. We think it's the best thing we've ever done. Mm. And I don't take that lightly, because I know we've done some really good work in the past. But this is an album to stand with the best of anything we've ever done. And production-wise, it blows everything else away. So there you go. I mean, 46 years in the business, here we are.
Yeah.
And we put out the best album we've ever done. I don't think there's any bands of our ilk or of our era who can say that hand on heart. There's a lot of bands putting out okay records, but this is a freaking great one.
Ouais, effectivement, tu l'as entendu Olivier, 46 ans de carrière notamment, le nouvel album, il est très heureux, ils ont tout mis dedans, effectivement, ça n'a pas été simple pour le faire, ils ont connu quelques difficultés, ouais, il est là, c'est un véritable témoignage là qu'il nous raconte. Ouais, allô, Olive.
Oui, exactement, et I think John, yeah, you said a few seconds, 46 years, Raven now with... with your brother, Three Dreamers Later, you ready?
Yeah, I mean, we started totally the band. Crazy. We were three years old.
Yes.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm 12.
There you go.
Yeah, let's start the band. Yes. I got 3 years old. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Et voilà la première dynamique de la soirée. Ouais. La première dynamite de la soirée, lorsque John a démarré Raven, j'avais 3 ans. Boum! C'est tué, ça commence bien. Ouais, effectivement, quoi. Quel monsieur, quoi. John, for the moment, we were able to, I just listened to the two singles, Top of Mountain and Metal City, but Olivier listened to the whole album, I think.
Yes, it's a really good one with a lot of songs like Raven play. During the career, I would like to say, and one track, it's very different. The last track, it's more progressive. It's very long track. So, John, why this title is just coming now, and why we don't release this type of long progressive song before?
Well, we've done stuff like this all through our career, so it's not that unusual. Tyrant of the Airways.
Yeah.
To the Limit on the first album, To the Limit to the Top on the second one. To a degree, Run Silent, Run Deep on All For One. And then we had, oh geez, let's go down the line a bit. There's a song called Wilderness of Broken Glass is on Everything Louder. There is Armageddon on the Walk Through Fire album. So, I mean, you know, we do touch on these, the more progressive type of thing, because again, that's part of our influences. And, you know, I usually the one that writes these kind of songs. So we'll have them. And if there's one that everyone likes, we end up doing them, you know. And I had a few written for this album, but we all like this one the best. So, ba-boom, there it goes on. And I just came up with some really heavy riffs, and it sounded like the end of the world. So what better way to end the world than to smash another planet into it, you know?
Yeah.
Ouais. Ouais, effectivement, hein, voilà, et te la raconter encore une... Chaque parole prononcée par John, c'est une histoire à elle toute seule, quoi, en fait. Hein, tellement qu'il a vécu des choses, quoi. C'est un truc de fou, quoi. C'est... Il y en a partout, quoi. Il y en a vraiment, il y a beaucoup d'informations, quoi.
Yes, and maybe we can discuss a little bit about the cover of the new release, John. It's totally on the spirit of the DC Comics. So, how did you get this idea for this new album, to create this cover of your album?
Well, it was an idea, Mike, on, you know, new drummer Mike Heller. He came up with this idea for a T-shirt, and the guy who was drawing didn't do a really good job of it. So we took the idea elsewhere and said, well, why don't we use this for the new album? Let's do a comic book, and let's have a piece of art for each song. And, you know, we really got into it. The advert page, like in a Marvel comic or a DC comic from, you know, back in the 70s or the 60s, that's what this looks like for the thank you list. So we have all the ads and have the thank yous hidden in the middle of it all. And it was just an awful lot of fun, but it was difficult to get it right. It took a long time. But I think it's worth it. It just complements the music brilliantly. It's a great package.
Ouais, c'est...
Attends. Just to finish. Yeah.
Ouais, attends. Je pense qu'il faut...
We have a great package because, in fact, we have the cover. And after that, we have the vinyl because the vinyl is on orange. So that's why we speak about a fantastic package now.
Well, you'll see it eventually.
Ouais, donc
you know,
il faut.
I was lucky. I got a couple of test pressings on it, and it came out really, really well. And I'd already seen all the art, but seeing it put together in the booklet and the digipack, and also the vinyl version, it's just really good. And we're just proud of the whole thing. It's exactly the way we wanted it, but it's better. You know, the music has that. It harkens to the past. It's got the energy and the fever and the craziness of like a Wiped Out, but it's a modern album and it's new music, and we're going to places, you know, we kind of haven't went before. But it's still raving, so that's exactly the way it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah,
we're not going to go out and do you know, jazz rock all of a sudden. It's raving, you know?
Yeah.
Ok, là je pense qu'il faut quand même un peu résumer parce qu'il y a quand même des auditeurs qui nous écoutent, quoi. Donc, on était sur dès le départ, nous étions sur la pochette déjà. Donc, il a voulu quelque chose de comic book, effectivement, hein, parce que la pochette, elle est quand même, elle est fun, quoi. C'est du Raven, quoi. Enfin, du Raven 2020, quoi. Hein, parce qu'apparemment, ils n'ont pas fait des pochettes comme ça. Hein, c'était une autre histoire. Là, c'est vraiment c'est comic book. Donc, il a mentionné le nom. Donc, j'ai pas retenu effectivement de la personne qui a écrit, donc qui a dessiné tout cet artwork. En tout cas, c'est pareil aussi sur le merchandising, notamment, quoi. Donc, le nouveau merchandising qui va débarquer. Ouais, c'est très joli. C'est une excellente idée, quoi, Olive.
Ouais. Exactement.
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 Et ensuite, la deuxième question que tu as posée.
En fait, dans la suite, en fait, c'est assez simple. C'est que le package global, il est, y a pas que le vinyle noir simple qui est avec. Il y a aussi un vinyle de couleur qui fait que la pochette et le vinyle de couleur font que ça fait un ensemble intéressant pour les collectionneurs et aussi joli dans la présentation. Il y a la musique, il y a le cover et il y a le CD qui est le vinyle, pardon, qui est de couleur orange. Donc c'est aussi le package est quand même bien fait. Et comme il le dit très bien John, on sait ce qu'on va acheter. On va pas l'écouter du jazz rock ou quoi que ce soit. On va l'écouter Raven. Et ouais. Raven sur une belle présentation, c'est quand même super beau. Et ça va nous ramener quand même cette couleur orange, un album live mythique.
Ouais, on y arrive.
On va certainement parler un tout petit peu du Live at the Anfield.
On va y arriver, on va y arriver. Patiente.
Où cette couleur orange, elle est très 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 prenante aussi.
Ouais, John, the new album Metal City was mixed by Mr. Christopher Dus Harris, who worked with Rob Zombie, Queensryche, and Ethan recently. What a heavy production.
Definitely, you know, a different thing. And he did a wonderful job in that it sounds, you know, I'd put it up against anything. It's that good. It sounds wonderful. And it's a modern production, but it doesn't sound fake. It sounds like us, and it complements what we're doing, you know. We got Michael Wagner to engineer the bass, the guitars, and the vocals. And our drummer, Mike, had recorded the drums himself at his own studio. So, you know, which that means we didn't have to listen to half an hour of somebody banging on a hi-hat, you know. That's okay. I can deal with that. But, no, I mean, Mike's performance on this album is just phenomenal. And it really raised everybody's game. It made us play better and think of new things to add. And he's just frighteningly good, you know. And it's really what we needed. It just kick-started everything, boom, you know, up into the stratosphere.
Ok, effectivement, l'album il a été mixé par Christopher Dus Harris, qui n'est pas un inconnu notamment, hein, qui a travaillé quand même avec Rob Zombie, Queensryche et Ethan, d'ailleurs Craig Loom dans une interview il y a un mois à peu près, donc nous présentait aussi Christopher Dus. Effectivement, ouais, il y a un gros son en tout cas. Ils ont, il y a les parties de batterie, etc. On va y arriver parce qu'il y a quand même un nouveau batteur aussi, il faut en parler, c'est important. Ouais, il est très heureux, c'est très heavy, c'est boom quoi, tu vois, ça tape directement. Effectivement, comme il a dit tout à l'heure, hein, c'est pas un album fait pour de jazz quoi. John, Metal City will be the band's debut album with the drummer Mike Heller, who replaced John Assel Vander in 2017, right? Yes, 2017.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. He did a great job. He's what a drummer.
Yeah,
really strong.
That's his studio debut. Like I said, we put out the live record last year, Screaming Murder, Death from Above, live in Aalborg. And that really showed where we were and where we were going, and you know, we fulfilled that promise with this record. We knew then how good this was going to be, right. And even at that point we knew there was delays, and it's like, well, we got to put something out just to, you know, let people know we're still out here doing it. And the live record was a complete fluke. Somebody'd recorded it without us knowing about it, and when we checked out the tapes, it was amazing. So that, you know, was another piece of the puzzle that really showed you what we were going to be coming up with on this record. And we've got that live energy on the record. You know, there's some crazy fast songs, very heavy songs, but it's still got melody. And there's, you know, there's tunes in it, which you don't hear a lot in a lot of metal. It's bereft of melody. It's, you know, very just atonal, and we're always musical. We may be noisy and we may be crazy, but we're always musical.
Ok, t'as entendu Olivier, c'est bien. Hein, c'est donc le nouveau batteur est arrivé, donc depuis le live, hein, depuis donc qu'ils ont enregistré le live. Ensuite, il a fait les parties donc du nouvel album. Effectivement, ça a été vite, mais bon, comme ils ont quand même rencontré des difficultés, etc. Mais le résultat, on vaut la chandelle, quoi. C'est une tuerie totale ce disque. Ouais, c'est une bombe. C'est une grosse dynamite qui va débarquer et les fans vont pas comprendre, quoi.
Exactement.
C'est du gros Raven, quoi. C'est qu'ils sont pas pris la tête, quoi. C'est fort, c'est très très fort, quoi. So,
ça se voit sur scène de toute façon.
Ouais, ça va se voir sur scène. John, now Olivier and I want to talk about the album Live at the Inferno.
Okey-doke.
Oh my God, what album! If I say the Breaking the Adonin Your Money, Break the Chain, Hell Patrol, Live at the Inferno, Crazy World, Elite Breed, Igarbo, Foff. Oh my God, what live historic live album? Yes, that's right. Yes, it's it comes out of really exceptional Intercity and Favor album. My God, It's a historic album. Yeah.
Wow, I'm pleased you liked it. It's it was funny how it came about, because we left Neat Records and we knew they were going to put out, you know, their greatest hits Raven album to try and, you know, squeeze some more money out of us. And we said, no, we're going to beat them to it. Let's do a live record. So we put together, you know, a compilation of a couple of recordings and great live stuff and put it out there. Now listen back to it now, and there's at least maybe four or five really excellent versions of the songs on there. Some of the other stuff, it sounds to me that we're asleep when we're playing them, because we play them a lot faster now than we did then. Let It Rip. Wiped Out and Crazy World and Live at the Inferno, they're great on there. They really are. You know, it's a cool album.
Ouais. C'est un super disque. C'est de la bombe atomique. Ça, c'est l'album. C'est pour beaucoup de fans de heavy metal, c'est l'album live du siècle, quoi. Ça, c'est, y a pas photo, quoi. Là, c'est à l'époque quand elle s'est sortie, on a pris une tarte. Et en plus, c'était pour rompre le contrat avec Neat Records. Il vient de le dire. Ouais, c'est fort, quoi. I said it was historic of evening of heavy metal live at the Inferno, because for two things. The first one, in addition, on this special evening, you are the only one band in the world got Metallica and Manowar in Super Act. Is it true?
The only what?
You got for this live album, the show in New York, you recorded. That night was Metallica and Manowar plays on Super Act.
They played on what?
Play on Super Act on guest for this live album. This is the story.
I don't follow that. They had nothing to do with that album at all, so I don't know what you mean.
No. I say they played on Super Act of that show.
I still don't understand what Super Rock is.
not Super Rock. Support.
Maybe super, on the guest, no?
On
I
the guess, guest. No? On the guest of the show. Super Act.
Oh, so they liked it, in other words.
Ah, it's never? Okay. Donc c'est une autre histoire alors. Finalement, l'histoire, elle est pas bonne. Il n'y avait pas Metallica et Manowar en première partie?
I'm not sure.
You guys know what you're talking about. Let's just go forward.
Hold on, John. I said, I read some, a lot of time, Metallica and Manowar played on Super Act of Raven for that show. Ah, it's wrong.
No, I still don't understand what Super Act means.
Okay, ça marche.
It's okay. You can write it to me later. Don't worry about it.
Okay, ça va.
It sounds like it's a good thing. So that keeps me happy. That's good.
Okay. And John, because of your music, how many times I imitate your brother Mark on guitar? Because with my tennis racket to play the riff of Crazy World, I was between 12 or 13 years old. Take your chance in a crazy world. I was really young.
What kind of tennis racket do you play?
It was the tennis racket of John McEnroe.
A special heavy metal tennis racket, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I imitated so many times your brother.
I'll tell you, when we were kids, we used to play tennis rackets as well, along the Slade, Status Quo, and Sweet.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's a big tradition.
No, in 2020 it's just air metal, air guitar.
Yes.
Where is the racket? Nothing. This is just air metal.
No, you know, I was really so young, man, and I played your music very loud on my metal room, on my parents' home, and my parents were shocked. They didn't know what the future to give me. Because I was headbanging.
I'm very happy to know we completely corrupted your youth. That's
wonderful. Thank you. But you're I think all the metalheads in this world play in this scenario. Alors ouais, donc pour la petite histoire, et à l'époque, donc Olivier, je suppose que ça a dû t'arriver en écoutant l'album Live at the Inferno. On était donc dans la pièce comme ça, voilà quoi. T'es dans ta chambre et puis t'écoutes ça à fond les manettes. Tu prends ta raquette de tennis, tu prends je sais pas quoi, et puis tu imites Mark Gallagher comme ça à jouer le riff de Crazy World et puis ça déchirait quoi, voilà. Que t'étais dedans quoi, t'étais dans la musique quoi, effectivement. C'était beau, c'était nos 12-13 ans ça. Voilà, ça c'était une anecdote, ça c'est une belle anecdote, c'était un bon reminder en tout cas, un bon rappel quoi. C'est cool quoi. Ouais. Olivier, t'imagines ça, toi ? On l'a tous fait, ça.
Ouais, bah oui. Clairement.
Ouais. And what is the secret of your long career, John? This is the question from my good friend in Algeria. It's a rock journalist. His name is Butch. And he asked me a question to you. What is the secret? It's a long time.
Just, we love what we do. It's as simple as that. Mm. And the reason why we did it in the first place is because we love the music. And that's the reason we've done it all the way through. You know, anyone that does this music for money is out of their mind, of course. You know, we're very lucky in that we actually do at this point in our career, which is very nice. But it's all about the music, and it's all about going out there and playing live, you know, and meeting the fans and just making the shows happen. We're incredibly lucky and fortunate to be in the position we are in and to be doing what we do for so long and to be doing it now probably better than ever. And we appreciate it more because of that, because, you know, there's so many bands that started up when we did and disappeared. But we were stubborn and we worked very, very, very hard and just kept going. And that's what we do. We're tenacious, stubborn little Geordie bastards. That's what we are.
Ouais, le secret de la longévité, c'est effectivement, il y a toujours une joke à quelque part, il y a toujours une blague, il y a toujours un truc, hein. Et effectivement, le secret de la longévité, effectivement, ben, c'est encore d'y croire aujourd'hui, d'essayer d'être en forme, enfin, et c'est encore mieux aujourd'hui qu'il le dit. Donc c'est cool, quoi. Ils sont là depuis des années, combien? 46 ans, Olivier, de carrière, c'est ça qu'il a dit tout à l'heure?
46 ans.
Ouais, 46 ans.
J'avais 46 years.
46 years of long career. My God. Wow. So, John.
Yeah, I can't understand it myself. It's hard to get your head around that, you know. It really is. And you look back at certain things and say, "Oh yeah, well that was like last week, wasn't it?" It's like, "No, it was like 36 years ago." It's like, "Oh my god."
Effectivement.
It goes to show that age is all in the head. It's just a number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
If you act like an old man when you're 30, you're an old man. But if you act like a 16-year-old idiot when you're 62, well, then you're a 16-year-old idiot. And, you know, that's the way we approach it.
Yeah.
Ouais, l'humour anglais est toujours là, quoi, effectivement, quoi. Donc, 46 ans de carrière, effectivement, toujours là, toujours avoir envie, toujours motivé pour faire, en tout cas, des bons albums. John, thank you very much for the interview tonight. We are all for one.
One for all!
Hell yeah, c'est la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. John, thank you very much for the interview. It was so funny and good mood. Olivier, merci beaucoup en tout cas pour ton aide ce soir.
Yeah, thanks to John, thanks to the band Raven, in fact. So ouais. Long live Raven and long live Metal City.
Yes, indeed. And we hope to see you live 2021.
Yes,
in Marseille, yep. In Marseille on February.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. I hope I cross my finger and hope to see that the fucking COVID, it's not still here. And we see Raven in Marseille in February. Yes.
That's what we're all working towards. Exactly.
Okay.
So we see you then.
See you there, man. Thank you very much for the interview, for the live show. Tout de suite, on continue en musique et l'intitulé de la soirée, notamment Metal City, Raven, notamment. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Arag Melodica avec vous. On se retrouve juste à la fin pour le dernier mot. 213 Rock. Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, c'est terminé pour ce soir. Notamment l'interview avec John Gallagher, Raven et le single Metal City. Donc l'album, il va débarquer très bientôt. En tout cas, cool interview, très longue, 32 minutes en tout cas. Le mec, génial. Ça, c'est une légende du heavy metal notamment. Ouais, c'est un grand monsieur, 46 ans de carrière. Ouais. Merci à John Gallagher, merci à Doc Olivier. On se retrouve demain soir notamment avec Nightmare, notamment Yves Campion et Maddy, la chanteuse, seront en direct sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Et n'oubliez pas d'aller visiter le site vinnietimes.fr, il y a toutes les bonnes news pour vous. Merci encore et à demain. Ciao, ciao.